This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. More details from the daring U.S. military raid that took out Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Saturday. VOA's Carla Babb.
U.S. forces took Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's remains from a tunnel under the Islamic State leader's hideout, reduced to rubble by U.S. air power, confirming his ID through DNA testing before burying him at sea. Pentagon officials are hopeful the treasure trove of data collected from the compound will aid American forces and the Syrian Democratic Forces they're partnering with. Meantime, President Donald Trump has turned his focus to another asset, oil fields in northeast Syria.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Securing the oil fields is now part of America's mission, and Defense Secretary Mark Esper added U.S. forces would defend them from Russian and Syrian forces if necessary. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Pakistan has reassured the United States of its steadfast support to the peace and reconciliation process in war-shattered Afghanistan, stressing the importance for all parties to the conflict to take practical steps to reduce hostilities. Prime Minister Imran Khan's office said in a statement issued late Monday that he made the remarks in a meeting with visiting U.S. Chief Negotiator for Afghan Reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad. Iraqi security forces killed at least 14 people overnight in an attack on protesters in the city of Karbala. Security officials said hundreds more were wounded as the anti-government demonstrations went into a fifth consecutive day. The protesters defied a new curfew after Iraqi authorities ordered people to stay off the streets between midnight and 6 a.m. At least three people were killed and more than 100 hurt on Monday in clashes between protesters and police. This is VOA News. Turkey-backed Syrian opposition fighters clashed with Kurdish forces near Taltamir in northeastern Syria following a Russian-Turkish deal to remove Kurdish fighters from the border. The opposition fighters pushed aside inside Syria following Turkey's assault on the area on October the 9th. After an effective abandonment by the U.S., the Kurds agreed to retreat from the border to a distance of 20 miles inside Syria. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Iran of seeking means to launch missiles at Israel from Yemen, where Tehran supports Houthi rebels. Zlatica Hoke reports.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the Director for European Affairs at the National Security Council,
the U.S. delegation did not meet with Palestinian leaders during this visit to the region. The Palestinians ruled out any talks with U.S. officials after U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. The full House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump, addressing the White House argument that the probe has been illegitimate. In the meantime, a current White House official is scheduled to testify before House impeachment investigators. The vote on impeachment is expected sometime on Thursday. Amidst the ongoing anti-government rallies, Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, said Tuesday that the city is likely to see a record negative growth in 2019. The city is grappling with 5 months of sometimes violent protests that show no signs of fading. Lam said the demonstrations have taken a heavy toll on the economy. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he expects to sign a significant part of the trade deal with China ahead of schedule, but he did not elaborate on the timing. Leaders of the world's two biggest economies are working to agree on the text for a Phase 1 agreement announced by Mr. Trump on October the 11th. President Trump says he hopes to sign the deal sometime next month. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.